Welcome to the Gina and Eva Show. Using the laws of attraction, Gina and Eva will show you how to blow the lid off what's possible for you and abundance now. Gina Gabellini is a master certified professional coach, and Eva Gregory, PhD, is also a certified coach. They are the founders of the internationally acclaimed 90-day program, The Prosperity Game. What if you could triple your income within a year and only work 3 days a week? What if you could go from living paycheck to paycheck to a $2.7 million bottom line? Gina and Eva did exactly that, using the principles they will share with you this hour. Stay tuned and find out how you can have all your dreams now. And now, here's Gina and Eva.
Hi there, Bay Area, and welcome to the show. I'm Gina.
And Eva. And today we're here to talk to you about how to become a money magnet. I know that this is a very big topic for a lot of people, and so we're going to spend the entire show talking to you about how you can become that very magnet.
So if you want to be a magnet for money or anything else you're wanting in your life, you call in, because we're taking calls today. You can get some coaching. Call in to 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. So hi, Eva.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And I was wondering, as I was thinking about the show today, if we should just sort of go at it like we teach our free magnetizing money class.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Sort of give them a little bit of a flavor. And what we want to do is to challenge you all out there listening that if you said there's something that you want to become a money magnet to, let's start playing with it right now, because we'd like to see you in action now.
Yeah,
right
no
now.
Kidding. So usually how we start off our classes is we talk about, you know, what would it be like to be a money magnet? If you can get a visual of that, you know, it's almost like, okay, I'm a magnet, and everything, like money's just being pulled into me.
So just see yourself as a magnet, all this money, and you're just covered in it.
I think it's a pretty cool thought, and to think about, whatever I'm wanting, I just draw it to me, and like, you know, things move out of the way so it can come straight in, you know, to my line of scope here to bring in whatever I want. I think it's a pretty cool thought, and that's actually... It's not just a cool thought, it's how things really work.
It's really, once again, you heard it before, whatever you're focused on and the emotion behind is what you're going to be drawing more of to you, and this is no different. It just happens to be a more highly charged area.
Mm-hmm. Money.
So, yes, money.
I think especially during the holidays, money becomes even more charged.
Yes, really.
You know, I was just talking to someone else who was saying, oh, I'm feeling so abundant. I've been buying all these Christmas gifts, and oh, God, now the bills are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you know, you still get to be a magnet for abundance, you know, no matter what. It's just you tuning in your magnet, to pointing it towards what you want to point it towards.
And like go ahead.
Well, I keep getting this visual. I love the visual of, like, the old, I don't want to say old-fashioned, but I don't ever really see them anymore except for, like, kids' toy stores about, you know, the horseshoe-looking shaped magnet. You know, and
right.
I used to play with magnets all the time, and if you can just actually get the visual of the magnet and, you know, aiming it in the direction of what you want to attract, I think it's just such a powerful image.
Yeah, it is. And I was just about to say, one of the things to ease into becoming a money magnet is to look at it as abundance or prosperity or the thing that you're wanting, rather than to be just the focus on money. Of course, money is the means, most of the time, it's the means to it. But what does it mean to you? What is the essence of what money means to you? If you can get to that place, then you can soften the charge you may have around money if, in fact, your definition of money is not enough.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, disassociating yourself with money for a moment. Even though we're talking about becoming a money magnet, I think I was talking to a client yesterday who's got a lot of great, great goals, and another goal is to be a multimillionaire. And he knows the laws of attraction, so he's practicing. And yet, multimillions still aren't here, gosh darn it. So it's like every time he thinks about that the money's not here, it's causing this, you know, misalignment in him. Then all of a sudden his magnet's not working. His magnet's working for not multimillions, because it's focused on, there's no multimillions, no multimillions. Where's the multimillions? So they're not here. So we talked about, So let's say you had the multi-millions. What would the multi-millions give you? And then he is able to start, freedom to do my dream, which is writing, and some other things. So I was like, so take money out of the equation and focus on the things that you would use the money for. That's a great way to soften your focus, you know, get off a negatively charged view on money.
Completely. So one of the things about being a money magnet is that it's about really stepping into taking some action now. Not someday, not one day, not when I get through this school project or when I get a different job or I've arrived at another place, then I'll start working on that piece. But if there's a dream that you have, what's stopping you from beginning that dream today? No matter how far outrageous it may feel or seem right now, there is something that you can be doing. There's always something you can be doing.
Yeah, so I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome
to
the Gina Nita Show.
Oh, hi. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question, or what's
good.
Going on for you?
Well, I guess I want to know how to be more prosperous.
Okay. So how would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 right now in terms of, you know, drawing prosperity to you, a 10 being, I am that money magnet, I have money sticking all over me, and 0 being, man, I can't even get a penny to stick?
Well, I tell you, I have a dichotomy because I feel like I am prosperous, but I'm married, and my husband is very, he's reticent in paying some of his bills, so I'm basically held liable. And I don't want to destroy the marriage, but it's an issue for us. And so, like, for instance, taxes. I'm held liable if he doesn't pay his taxes. So I feel like as much as I can get myself together and be prosperous and I'm self-employed and I feel like I can bring an income, I'm penalized for his irresponsibility on this one.
Darn him. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, it sounds like I'm blaming him, too, and in a way I am, but it's kind of a fact. So I've separated out as much as I can, so that to try and make it, you know, a little bit less of an issue, but it's really...
So what would make it easier on you?
I don't know.
Besides him actually paying or nagging him to hold up his end,
right?
How can you be more at ease with it?
Well, I thought my strategy has been... Well, first I was so frustrated. I tried to make him change. I realized I couldn't do that. And then I just figured I needed to get my own self as together as possible. Separately,
mm-hmm.
in a financial sphere, if it meant filing my own taxes, blah, 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 and working as hard as I can in my own work. But I still feel like I'm, you know, I don't really know how to
protect myself
as a married woman.
It keeps occurring to me, like, if you were really prosperous and you knew that you would have money to handle whatever you needed,
right.
would you go ahead and handle his share, too?
Part of me would. Lately, I've said no to that because I feel like that's a bottomless pit. I feel it's really negative. It sucks at me.
You know, I have I have a similar story myself. And when my significant other got laid off and or was working for nothing because he had such a he really believed in what the company was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah.
as they were going down the black hole. So rather than looking for a way to some backup plan, he stuck with it.
Went with
way,
it, yeah.
way longer than I ever would.
Uh-huh.
And I felt the same way, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, here I am. I'm doing the something I love. I'm doing,
right.
doing very well.
Right.
And it's going to be him that takes me down a black
exactly.
hole because
right.
we're together.
Right.
Okay? And so what I really had to do is I had to not – put the blame on him. He can live his life any way he chooses.
Right.
I get to live mine. And believe it or not, it feels like you're attached. And if you can get back to just focusing on what you want and why you want it and what has you feeling good and really keep your focus off of him, you're going to be just fine.
It's like none of your business what he's up to with his money. It's really
but
not.
But as a married woman, I get penalized. I mean, they're taking
well,
money
yeah,
out
no,
of my
see,
account.
I was in the same boat. And yet, if you, I know this sounds bizarre, okay, But really, if you'll just put the focus back on yourself and keep yourself in a place of feeling balanced and grounded and just love him for the pieces that you love him for and focus there, it will come around. And it won't be like you may see because you're feeling this way about the fertilization, but it worked out for us. For whatever reason, it turned around. It worked out. He ended up doing what he needed to do, and we didn't go down a black hole. So, and you get to be who you are. It's a bizarre thing because it does feel like you're attached, and so whatever one does is going to affect the other.
And materially it does. I mean, it really does. It comes out of my account. You know, I have a separate business account.
Yeah. So it's like, so what? Right now, if you, the more you resist, like remember the saying, you know, the old saying, whatever you resist persists. So if you stop resisting and you go, okay, so I'm going to be paying a little bit extra because he's not hanging with his share over there. Okay, it's temporary. It really is, because the sooner you get off it, everything will just sort of align. Either something will happen, and that's not your job to figure out what will happen, because the truth, the way the laws of attraction work, this is the way it works. One person cannot negatively impact another unless you're a perfect match for what he's dishing out, and right now you are, because you're
right.
Vibrating right there with him.
Right.
Yes, and by the way, there were penalties, and I just paid the penalties. It was like, so what? It's just a little more money, or a lot more money, or whatever.
I'm sick of it. It's been 28 years of this. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. No, you're not sick of it, because you keep doing
it. I keep doing it.
So if you're sick and tired of it, how do you want it to be, and what are you willing to step into right here, right now, to have it be different?
Well, I thought divorce, because that's legally the only thing that would protect me, but then that also has penalty. I mean, you know, that also has... I'm not really ready for that.
Sure. Don't do anything you're not ready for sure.
Let me ask you something about your husband. If this money issue was, like, not happening, like this never happened, how would you feel about your marriage?
Much better.
Okay. So can you go back to some of the things that you really, really love about this man?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
He's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's good to be around. He can be sensitive. He's a good father.
Mm. So if you can get back to some of those things and maybe even just ease the focus on the money right now, that might be your best bet. Because to make a choice from a disconnected place isn't going to get you anywhere.
Right.
And
that's what you've
that.
Been doing. So that's actually what you've been doing. That's why it's been 28 years and still going strong.
Oh, you think it's been from a disconnected place, really?
Well, about this, because you have a charge on it, obviously, and it's not a positive charge, so therefore, yes.
So you keep attracting more because you keep going, hey, this isn't okay. By the
way,
I'm going to say right now is a really great time to promote my favorite new book. Eva's got her own. Mine is Loving What Is by Byron Katie.
Yes, that is good.
Oh, okay.
It's on audio. You can get it at Amazon.
Oh,
Loving
great.
What Is by Byron Katie. It's all about how, because I think one of the cool things about the law of attraction is it always works, except we get hung up and start resisting and getting pissed off, and we get in our funk, and we don't know how to get out. And believe me, I go there too. And it's about not resisting what is. It's not, it's like, you know, as Byron Katie would say, it's like, it's not his job to be responsible. It's not, even though we think it is. That's why you're getting so ticked off.
Right.
He should be doing this, gosh darn it.
Well, the universe is telling him he needs to do it.
And then you get to do what you want to do. So I back Gene up on that book. I do have a favorite. This is also very high on my list, The Loving What Is. It's a book and it's CDs, and we really do recommend you get either the CDs or the tape sets, because you hear her literally working with live issues, with live people, and they run the gamut from everything from a teenager not wanting to do his homework to some heavy, heavy, heavy issues.
Loving
Just,
What Is.
It's phenomenal. B-Y-R-O-N Katie, K-A-T-I-E. That's the author.
Okay. Loving What Is.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So, do we help?
Yeah, a lot. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay, we're glad to help.
Thank you. You guys are great. I appreciate it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that is exactly what I was talking about, that if the money has got the charge to take the focus off the money. Perfect example right there with Judy.
Well, because, you know, and if we really took that apart a little bit more, the issue actually isn't the money.
Right.
It's she's thinking that it should be another way, and there's also the fact of she thinks something's going to be taken away from her.
It won't, Judy. It absolutely will not. Quality of your life will improve. Just focus on you.
Yeah. So we're going to go to a break. You're listening to the Gina and Eva Show, and we're talking about how to be a money magnet. We'll be back in a moment.
Imagine waking up every morning excited about what the day holds for you.
Living your life in a way that every wish, every need, every desire is satisfied.
Breathing in the fresh air of freedom because you know there's always more than enough of everything.
Having the kind of life most people only dream of.
This is exactly what you can experience when you play the Prosperity Game, a 13-week telephone seminar based on the Abraham Hicks Universal Laws of Attraction.
This is Gina Gabellini.
And Eva Gregory of the Gina and Eva Show, 10 a.m. Wednesdays on KEST.
3 years ago, Eva and I started consistently using the laws of attraction with ourselves and with our clients. And guess what? We started getting everything in our lives that we wanted, and now you can too. If you take the Prosperity Game, the 13-week program that you participate on by phone, every month a new program begins. For more information, go to theprosperitygame.com. If you'd like a taste of the Prosperity Game for free, we have a weekly one-hour phone seminar called the Prosperity Challenge. Again, for more information, go to theprosperitygame.com or call 925-228-6494. Again, 925-228-6494. Don't wait a minute longer.
Prosperity is your birthright. Claim it today and let's play.
Hi, this is Gina Gabellini of the Gina and Eva Show. Do you want to break self-defeating behavior and found that it's just too hard? Do you want a simple way to be and do things that serve your highest good? In the Art of Practice audio program, I interview one of the top personal development trainers in the world, Lance Giroux. By listening to the Art of Practice, you will honestly examine what your current practices are and how they impact you. Then dramatically alter your approach to life to produce effective and healthy long-term results. This tape is like having a personal coach in your pocket. To order, go to www.masterpiececoaching.com, and peace is spelled P-E-A-C-E, or call 1-888-251-4504. 1-888-251-4504. And put into practice the behaviors that make you feel good now.
Welcome back. I'm Eva, and you're listening to the Gina and Eva Show, and we're talking about magnetizing money and how you can become a money magnet. You know, Gina, I think that this would be a kind of cool time to take them through the visualization if you're up for that.
I am, except we have a caller.
Oh, awesome.
Who's with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are y'all?
We are good. How are you?
You guys sound great. I have a question. For the laws of attraction, especially in a relationship, I went out the other night. It was last week on a Wednesday. I was invited to a Christmas party. Got dressed up, and I felt great. And as soon as I entered the place, you know, of course, there was a lot of good-looking, cute men, a lot of women, and the vibration was just very nice. And so as soon as I wanted to, you know, I saw this one gentleman that I liked, and I was like, oh, you want to dance, but then he was like all to himself. You know how some men just kind of all to themselves, they're waiting and afraid to ask the woman to dance. Well, here comes this gentleman and behind me, and he's like, oh, you want to dance, you know, and he was just very aggressive. And for the, I mean, he had a nice body and everything, good looking, but then his the disposition about himself was just really rude. I mean, he wanted to screw like right then and there. And so how do I attract men who are going to be the opposite of what I was attracting that night? Because I definitely didn't want to meet anybody to do that, you know. I wanted to meet somebody who was not only good-looking, nice body, but, you know, had the full package. And it just seemed like he didn't have the full package. As soon as he opened his mouth, he turned me off. And then, you know, especially the things that he was saying, which was degrading, you know, like, I want to make love to you, and you didn't even know me.
So how can you turn that around instead of it's a negative thing?
Yeah, I thought it was very negative because he was begging.
So,
you know, and like he was very needy.
Are you being very needy?
Huh?
Are you being very needy?
No, I don't think I am. I went to the party. I went to the party and said I'm going to have fun and dance. That was my intention.
So my hunch is that there's something that's going on that says to you, I can usually get a lot of things in a man, but not everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would that be a fair statement?
No, when I was younger, I used to get everything.
Oh, good. Okay, great. All right, hold that thought.
I'm still young. I'm like 40.
Sure.
I look like I'm 25.
So here's the thing. As you move through relationships or even meeting somebody like this, this is your opportunity to hone the type of person you want. In other words, notice, instead of going to noticing the things that did not work for you about this guy,
uh-huh.
notice and focus on what pieces did work. Doesn't mean you want to hang out with him. Just think, oh, wait a minute, okay, here's what I, ooh, good body, this works, that works. Don't like that. Okay, so here's what I want, universe, these pieces I love. And then the next person you meet, you find what are the qualities in that person that you really like, and then you focus there, and before you know it, the person that you're looking for, many of them, by the way, there's not just one, out there will start to show up in your experience.
Oh, okay.
Eva knows I was dating for a very long time, and I kept going, and, you know, it really is just about, oh, I like that, I like that, and it's like, if they're not, so what if they didn't, you know, spark your fancy. You don't have to take it personally.
Yeah.
Just know that you're getting closer, and instead of getting charged about it and offended,
uh-huh.
you just get to choose to walk away. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, actually, we sat down and talked, and then it was a beautiful night after that. I mean, we sat down, we talked about our issues, you know, relationship, and then he paid for my cab home. Wasn't that nice?
Well, the good news is you must be putting out some pretty good vibes that you're really attractive.
Oh. Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's like around, instead of having it be a negative experience, see how you can flip it around, because actually the more energy you give to that this happened,
uh-huh.
the more you will stay being a magnet to that same sort of person.
I see.
You got to get off it.
I see.
You know, it all boils down to the one simple thing. No matter what our issues are or what the focus is are you feeling good about it or not, and what are the pieces that have you feel better and focus there? It's the law of attraction. What you focus on is what you get.
Okay.
And isn't it funny how we can do that? I mean, just think about it. I can be here in my office, which I absolutely love and adore, and I can notice a smudge on the wall. This entire office is everything I want it to be, and I notice the smudge. That's
she's got
the
a view.
Way we are. You know, it's
she's
crazy.
Got a view of both bridges, and she notices the smudge on the wall.
It's like, that's the one thing I notice. Not that everything else in here is beautiful or that, you know, the way I like it and it's set up perfectly for me. No. That's just our human tendency, and that's what we're all working around and what we're working through. And it's just bringing yourself back to say, oh, wait a minute. What do I focus on? What else can I focus on? What about these pieces that did work? And by the way, you did end up having a conversation with him after all that.
Yeah.
And yet, what did you come on the call with?
Pardon?
So what did you bring to the subject matter for the call? Even though everything except, you know, that issue that you talked about
uh-huh.
seemed to be working based on what you're telling us, and yet the tendency was to say, the minute he opened his mouth, blah. So it's just really being okay with that, and just, as Gina was saying, just take the focus off that and just keep sculpting that clay. You're going to get there. The guys
okay.
that you're wanting are going to show up the more you focus on the pieces of all these people that you really like.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling in.
Thank you.
So, visualization, Eva.
Yes. Well, we're talking about being a money magnet, and I think we're talking about relationships today as well, but all is welcome.
Now, isn't that interesting? So, no matter where you're at right now, if you can just chill out for a second, this is going to be a quick visualization. Imagine that we've just given you a delightful present. It's wrapped up, and it's something you've been wanting for yourself for a really long time. It's finally here. We're giving it to you for your Christmas present, just because. And as you think about what's inside, go back to the reason that you decided you wanted this dream in the first place. feel what it's like to have it in your presence. Now go ahead and open it. Yep, it's finally here. Yes! Take it in. Just like, really, how does it feel to finally have this dream? And what's going to be different in your life now? And take, you know, really take it in. I have it. This is the impact. And there you go. It's it. So just stay with that feeling. And how was that for you? Because it's really our intention that you leave today after listening to us knowing that this dream is closer to you than ever before. And you get to be in charge about how fast or slow it comes to you.
And that can be related to money, or it could be related to what we were just talking about, the right relationship or relationships that you may want. That might have been what was in your present. So whatever that is, what we're really wanting you to do is to be very intentional about moving forward towards having this dream, whatever it might be. So it's just what we've been talking about. It's you're being a magnet to whatever you're focused on, and while you're sitting there in that visualization and you're looking at the present and you're unwrapping it and you're seeing that gift, you are being a magnet either to having it come into your life or you're pushing it away depending on how you felt when you came back and you realized, oh, my gosh, here it is. It's really here. So just notice how you were feeling and notice what were you being a magnet to in this moment.
So if you think about your dream, most of you can have that dream. We were talking about this metaphor. Really works at least well for me. If it works well for me, it'll work good for you guys too. Imagine that your dream is out there and you're out fishing and you've actually hooked it on your line. And the only thing needed now to get the fish in the boat is for you to start reeling it in. And you reeling it in is the action piece. So in order to get the dream, sometimes we have to take some extreme actions. And that's what a part of being a money magnet is having being an extreme action, an inspired action, though.
Right. I like the analogy to the metaphor of the fishing rod, because a lot of times you might have put your fishing rod out there, but you haven't seen I'm not a fisherman. What do you call that? Line. You haven't seen the line jerk. Like you haven't seen it flip. And so you feel like, well, there's nothing there yet, when in fact it really is.
Like you could have cast your pole into a whole pool of fish. I know I just went on the Grand Canyon this last year, and nobody was catching fish. And my boyfriend and I were out there, and we would just go think, where do we think the fish are? And we were bringing in fish every night. And sometimes it looks like nothing's happening to anybody else, but we're so like, let's do it. And just you feel a little something, you reel it in. And that's how it is with your dream. Is you feel a little something, something will come to you. I need to pick up the phone and call this person. Or, hey, you know what? Like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example very personal to Eve and I. We had a coaching session with our coach yesterday, and part of our extreme action is to stop doing speaking engagements where we're not getting paid the big bucks. Because we say we want the big bucks, and every time that we take a speaking engagement that doesn't really support our vision, we're buying into a different dream, and it's not the dream we want. So the extreme action is just to say no.
Well, sometimes it's to say yes, sometimes it's to say no, depending on what yours is. And it's about when we say extreme action, it doesn't mean it has to be a quantum leap. It means it's just extreme, whether it's extreme for you or is it something like this, for us to say, what? No, to a speaking engagement? Okay, whatever you say, coach. Actually, we do know she's right.
So part of it is, so now let's take the laws of attraction. So you're looking at the dream, the gift that we just gave you, and, you know, how do you feel about it? Did some of you go, oh, my gosh, I'm a little freaked out. It's actually here. Do you get excited about it? And the reason why we ask you is because whether you're feeling good about it or not is the reason why you'll either be a magnet to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads right into the second law of attraction, which is the law of deliberate creation. So if you're not feeling good about your dream, get to choose a thought that feels better about it.
What we've been talking about all along is just you get to be in the driver's seat and just noticing if you're charged about it positively or negatively and change thoughts to have it feel better.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
if you're feeling, if you're listening and you're feeling like, okay, like getting, yeah, the dream, okay, it's sitting on my lap, I'm feeling good, oh, wait a minute, it brings up a little worry in me. Hey, you want some coaching? Give us a call at 415-543-8255. It's 415-543-8255.
Sometimes you may feel like, well, I have a dream, but I have no clue how to even get started or
well,
what to do.
We have some things during the commercial break that will help you get started. So we'll be right back with you. I'm Gina, and you're listening to the Gina and Eva Show, and we're talking about becoming a money magnet.
Have you read books, taken classes, and been working on wealth creation, but still haven't seen as much money in your account as you want? In Magnetizing Money, an 8-week email course, you will learn how to practically apply an amazing, methodical process for creating money. You will learn how to take daily action and use the powerful universal laws of attraction in an integrated way. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This course is about changing your whole way of being about money. In this program, you will learn the truth about universal laws and how to use them practically to get money fast, how to harness energy and get inspired actions that are right on target every time, how to deactivate old beliefs and activate the ones you need to make more money, how to take big leaps of action consistently to move you even faster to your success. You will also receive 2 free group coaching sessions on a teleconferencing call led by one of the world's most successful coaches. The creators of this 8-week email course are myself, Terry Levine, Sharon Wilson, and Gina and Eva of the Gina and Eva Show. They will be your partners to help you magnetize everything you want. To receive this course immediately, go to magnetizingmoney.com or call 904-373-0242. 904-373-0242. Say yes and watch yourself become a powerful magnet to everything you want.
Hi, this is Gina Gabellini of the Gina and Eva Show. Do you want to break self-defeating behavior and found that it's just too hard? Do you want a simple way to be and do things that serve your highest good? In the Art of Practice audio program, I interview one of the top personal development trainers in the world, Lance Giroux. By listening to the Art of Practice, you will honestly examine what your current practices are and how they impact you. Then dramatically alter your approach to life to produce effective and healthy long-term results. This tape is like having a personal coach in your pocket. To order, go to www.masterpiececoaching.com, and peace is spelled P-E-A-C-E, or call 1-888-251-4504. 1-888-251-4504. And put into practice the behaviors that make you feel good now.
And welcome back. I'm Eva, and you're listening to the Gina and Eva Show. We're talking about magnetizing money and, frankly, anything else you want in your life.
So let's take them back to their dream. Okay, so we're talking about this dream. You guys have it sitting on your lap. It's here. But guess what? Okay, so I get that it's out there actually in the water, and I got to reel it in. And in order for me to reel it in, got to take some extreme action. So we're all about right now, this red-hot moment. Guess what you get to do?
Take some action.
Yeah, like, so if you knew you couldn't fail, there was no way, there was no fear, by the way. You were born without fear. Wouldn't that be cool? You
yeah.
Actually were. So you know you can't fail. There's no fear. You're going to go big. You're going to go outrageous. You're going to go extreme. What would be the very next action step you take right now to manifest that dream?
Oh, and we really mean right this second.
Yeah. So
what is something you could do right now?
So it doesn't matter if you're at work or you're driving. You might have a cell phone. You might need to pull over and call someone. We've had people who have been on our calls who have wanted to write that book. Like the dream is to write a book. They've just sat down and they just started writing down some ideas. They just let it flow. It didn't have to make sense. The paragraph just came out on paper. They began the dream.
In fact, there was one lady in our class who... that's one of the things she did want. She wanted to write her book.
And what have you done so far? Nothing. The thought's just been in my mind as something I've always wanted to do. We had her get off the phone and spend 15 minutes writing and then to come back to the class. And when she came back, she was incredibly excited, for starters, and then she said, I've done it. Do you want to hear it? And we had her read what she had written, and it blew us away. It was beautiful. She truly is a writer, and that got her started, and I don't know where she is right now, but I hope she's still writing because it absolutely moved the entire class to listen to what she had to say.
You know, for a lot of people, I was talking to a coaching client this morning who has had some of her family have to move into her home right now, and she feels like she's backed into a corner, she has no space, the dream is to just have peace, you don't just have peace in the house. Okay, great. What do you need to, there needs to be a request made. No, I couldn't possibly, you know, they need to stay here and blah, 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 blah. No. You get to be in charge, and it just takes one little step. It may take a conversation with someone that says, this isn't feeling good. How can we work this out? What's a win-win? Sometimes that's an extreme action. We're so used to pushing or not saying anything. A lot of us don't like to say anything because we don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the action step might be having a conversation. It might be, we had a woman yesterday who could imagine herself speaking with, you know, powerful executives but didn't know where to start. So she just picked up a phone with a company that she would like to work at and found out who the HR person was. You know, it can be outrageous. You may not even know where to start, but you just start.
And what the outrageous part about this, as you notice, we're not asking to jump off cliffs without parachutes or anything like that, but the outrageous part is because it's something, even though it seems like a small step, it's something that they've been thinking about doing. And her conversation to us was, well, I don't know, you know, how to get into executives. I don't know anything about working with this kind of large corporation. And so therefore she had done nothing. So without even doing her research or planning, she just picked up the phone. And then she reached HR, and now she's moving forward. And that got her very excited. Now she feels like, oh, I did something. I can now take the next step. And that's really what this is all about, is if you just start the first step and just put one foot in front of the other, before you know it, you'll be looking back, and you're going to be looking through a telescope to where you come from.
You know, since you brought up the whole jumping off the cliff without a parachute, I do have to say that, you know, this is kind of what happened to me, is my dream was to fly. I used to think about it all the time, how I wanted to fly. And I mean fly like me be sitting on the ground and then all of a sudden decide, I think I want to go fly, and being able to lift off and soar like a bird. And I thought, well, shoot, I went to an Abraham workshop, and Eva was there, and I asked, you know, hey, if I wanted to, could I fly? And the answer was yes, but you need to be in such alignment that, you know, you don't care what other people think. You totally are, you believe it, yes, you could fly. And so, get out of my box. My boyfriend actually decided that he would rather see me not jump off a cliff and go fly, but jump out of an airplane with a parachute on my back, and he bought me a tandem skydive. So I said I wanted to fly, but like I wasn't willing to really do anything about it. And here he bought me this tandem, which I was in total resistance to. I was actually very scared. Ended up going, and now I actually do fly. Now I'm certified to jump. I jump by myself, and you know, I've jumped out of the airplane, and, you know, I think like 38 times or something. It seems like hundreds. And, you know, kissed my boyfriend in the air while we jumped together out there. And now I'm living the dream. But it's because I took an action. And that was extreme. That was like heart-thumping, sweaty palm. But, you know, I had to really look outside. I was never going to fly unless I took some action.
That's funny. I like to fly, too, but I like to go first class. I like a big bird to carry me.
No, it's not. It's still the truth. Eva's actually jumped out of a plane twice.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And it is fun. It truly is.
So if you're not doing something right now and you actually have a hint of something that you could do, why not? Why aren't you doing it?
And if you want clarity, like, there's just no way possible I can do my first step at this point, or I don't know what that would be. Give us a call. We'll help you find it. 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. We want to help you take some extreme action towards your dream. We want to see you all starting now. Hey, you know, Mass Consciousness says this is a new year coming up. This is where we do all new beginnings, although every moment is a new beginning. But it's a great time to just put the stake in the ground and decide to go after it.
You know, here's one of the things about extreme action. Most of the time we talk about you need to be, like, if you want to be rich, if you want to have a lot of money, then you need to pretend like you have a lot of money right now. Like, feel what it feels like to have a lot of money. Be wealthy in mind, body, you know, spirit. And then the money will come. And sometimes what will happen is if you take an extreme action, that's what will put you in the being place. Like, you actually need to take the action first, and that will start getting you revved up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's like, if you don't know, then maybe the step is to ask. You know, find somebody who's done what you want to do, or somebody who teaches what you want, or anything, and just start asking. I know that Gene and I have a couple of things on our plate that we've said we wanted for the business, and we haven't. We thought, well, I don't know anybody. And our coach says, well, ask. And it really does come down to the 6 degrees of separation. You start asking, and sooner or later, you're going to find somebody who knows somebody who's going to be just who you need to speak to.
Yeah, it's like just ask your network of friends. Just, you know, even though I know one of our things is to be, you know, household names. We want people to be using the law of attraction. We want to be associated with people having everything that they want and knowing that they're in control and having it be easy. Who can help us? Gee, I don't even know what that title is, but let's start asking tell our friends what we're wanting, and let's put it out to some people that we know. Even if they know nothing about our industry, who can help us? I don't know, but I know we have people who love us and will help us. Who, you know, what can we ask?
Another book recommendation. Now we're talking about the one that's on the top of my list.
Okay, you all have to get this because evil will not let up until
every
single one of you has this book.
I'm a pit bull with lipstick on about this one, baby. It is The 1 Minute Millionaire, and this book rocks the planet, and they will help you like 1 minute at a time towards becoming a millionaire. It's what we're talking about here, about taking one step at a time, but just starting the action now. Your first action could be getting this book. No, they are not paying me for this, not unless you go to my link on my affiliate program, but go to Amazon, go to your favorite bookstore, get this book, The 1 Minute Millionaire. It's by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen, and it is the most unusual book you will ever have read in your life. They have on the left-hand side of the pages, it's all about taking a minute at a time, the things you can actually do right now to become a millionaire, and on the right-hand side is a fictional story about a woman who has 90 days to raise $1 million or she loses her kids.
So, Eva, I'm going to request that you actually give them, you know, to get to your site so they can order it so you can actually
be a
millionaire.
For those of you who feel so inclined, you can go to www.leadingedgecoaching, LEADINGEDGE, coaching, COACHING, leadingedgecoaching.com. And there will be a little icon there that says 1 Minute Millionaire. Click on it. Get the book. Get the book if you go to your store. Get the book on my site. I really don't care how you get it.
Just get it.
It's awesome.
Because we want you all to be multimillionaires with us. We want you to be a money magnet. No kidding. We do.
By the way, they are very all in alignment with the universal laws of attraction. That's the first thing that they'll start to talk about is how you be in this place so that you become the millionaire. And then they give you literally the steps and what to do and what they have done and what their colleagues have done. It's just a fabulous, fabulous book. I was going somewhere else with it and it left me, so you're safe.
So we're just basically talking about, you know, becoming a money magnet and taking action. And sometimes it's the action that actually gets the ball rolling because it creates momentum. One thing leads to another. So the universe goes, oh, they really want that dream. Check them out. They're taking some action. Good. Let's support them in that. That's how it works. That's how it works. And sometimes the action will be not to do anything because sometimes we're pushing for something. My dream is to have a rockin' hot, healthy body. except I'm so worried about the way, how to do it, that I've done every diet. It's not working. I'm, you know, exercising like a maniac and hating it. I hate, you know, being on that Stairmaster. So for you, the extreme action is to actually stop. Stop the insanity, as one of my clients said this morning.
Yes.
Stop the insanity of thinking that you have to figure it out or do something.
Right.
When you can't figure it out, the extreme action is to actually let it, the how-to go.
Let the how come to you. Relax into it, baby.
It's so true. And it really, that is extreme. I think it's, I'm going to say it because I hear it all the time. You know, I was at a party last night and with Eva, actually, we went Christmas caroling, and everybody brought something to eat, of course. And, you know, oh, yummy stuff. And people are like, oh, keep me away from those brownies. Oh, keep me away from that.
And I said, let me have at it.
And so, you know, the extreme action would be to let it go. Stop watching what you're eating. Not worry about how unfit or unhealthy or how bad for you this is or what the stock market's doing or anything else. Stop the insanity of stressing on this stuff. So, enough of that. We're going to take a short break. Stay with us. I'm Gina Gabellini, and you're listening to the Gina and Eva Show, and we're talking about becoming a money magnet. We'll be back in a moment.
Imagine waking up every morning excited about what the day holds for you.
Living your life in a way that every wish, every need, every desire is satisfied.
Breathing in the fresh air of freedom because you know there's always more than enough of everything.
Having the kind of life most people only dream of.
This is exactly what you can experience when you play the Prosperity Game, a 13-week telephone seminar based on the Abraham Hicks Universal Laws of Attraction.
This is Gina Gabellini.
And Eva Gregory of the Gina and Eva Show. 10 a.m. Wednesdays on KEST.
3 years ago, Eva and I started consistently using the laws of attraction with ourselves and with our clients. And guess what? We started getting everything in our lives that we wanted. And now you can too. If you take the Prosperity Game, the 13-week program that you participate on by phone, every month a new program begins. For more information, go to theprosperitygame.com. If you'd like a taste of the Prosperity Game for free, we have a weekly one-hour phone seminar called the Prosperity Challenge. Again, for more information, go to theprosperitygame.com or call 925-228-6494. Again, 925-228-6494. Don't wait a minute longer.
Prosperity is your birthright. Claim it today and let's play.
Have you read books, taken classes, and been working on wealth creation, but still haven't seen as much money in your account as you want? In Magnetizing Money, an 8-week email course, you will learn how to practically apply an amazing, methodical process for creating money. You will learn how to take daily action and use the powerful universal laws of attraction in an integrated way. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This course is about changing your whole way of being about money. In this program, you will learn the truth about universal laws and how to use them practically to get money fast, how to harness energy and get inspired actions that are right on target every time, how to deactivate old beliefs and activate the ones you need to make more money, how to take big leaps of action consistently to move you even faster to your success. You will also receive 2 free group coaching sessions on a teleconferencing call led by one of the world's most successful coaches. The creators of this 8-week email course are myself, Terry Levine, Sharon Wilson, and Gina and Eva of the Gina and Eva Show. They will be your partners to help you magnetize everything you want. To receive this course immediately, go to magnetizingmoney.com or call 904-373-0242, 904-373-0242. Say yes and watch yourself become a powerful magnet to everything you want.
And welcome back. I'm Eva, and you're listening to the Gina and Eva Show, and we have a caller. Hi, who just joined us?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I do have an idea about a technology kind of software, but I don't have the technical expertise to carry out the idea. And so I would need to look for someone who could help me create it. But at the same time, I have this paranoia about in getting the people to help me create it, that the idea might be taken away from me at some point. So is it a prudent idea to, I guess what I'm saying with this fear, should I be getting legal representation or in protecting the idea, or do you think that just attracts that actual reality of it?
You know what? This is such a great question, by the way. So many people have this question. I talk to so many people who have ideas, and they're scared if they start going after it that someone else is going to find out and steal it. And, I mean, it's common. So it's, you know, here's the deal. With the law of attraction, so if you're worried about it, there's either two things. You either get unworried and know that, hey, it's going to be mine, I can't wait, this is going to be something that will really, you know, make a difference out there in the world, and I'm going to get compensated fairly for it. Or if you can't get off it and you're really going to worry about it, do what it takes to make the idea safe.
I see.
And sometimes it's getting the patent. You know, we've trademarked some things. It's about doing what feels best. So it's probably best to do both. Like, first of all, get unworried and know it's safe.
Right,
and then, you know, you might want to take some measures to, you know, make sure that you feel secure about it, so that there's no, you can, it's almost like locking up the gremlin in a padded room where they can't get out. The little gremlin that says, you better be careful, you better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Eva, what do you have to say to them?
Yeah, I was going to say the first step would be to get your focus on what you do want and why. And that doesn't say that you want to protect what you have there. If that's going to feel better for you, absolutely. However, while you're doing this, create. You know the laws. It sounds like to me. So by focusing on what is the ideal person's people, that it may be more than one, that you want to come play with you and start to identify. This is where Gina has created this lovely order form. Eventually, we're going to have to get it up on the website, Gina.
Yeah.
Order form to the universe, and it's where you literally fill out exactly what you want. And here you could do this on a piece of paper, you can do it in your mind. But fill out what is the ideal person or people that you'd be working with? What's their integrity level? The fact that they wouldn't even dream of doing something like that. In fact, I wouldn't even go there. I would put it in a way that's a lot more positive than you're trying to keep it safe.
And I would actually do write it down. It's
that's
almost
really
like
the best way to go.
If you, let's say you had the perfect place where all technology gurus went to look for projects like this, and you had to make up a description of who the perfect person is for each part of this, you know, project, make up like a job description on paper so that you're really clear. So that when they come to you, you're going to be able to say, ooh, yep, they're the one, or like, nope, they don't have this and this, it won't work for me. I know that I was talking to someone the other day who wants to work in a really energetic, good vibing, spiritual place, and he wants to sell something that people really want. And so I said, cool, you get to write every part of it down, and would you have to travel for it? No, I'd want to work close to my house. Okay, good. So you just get to write down all the pieces. It's like you get to choose them. They don't choose you.
And you,
Go ahead.
And because one aspect of it is I feel that it's hard to find, in doing that, do you think it'll come to me?
I mean,
the particular expertise I think I need is unusual and kind of on a grand scale.
You know, it can be very easy, and all you need to do right now, your first steps are definitely look at all these places where you're having some fear around it, like whether it's safe or it's hard to find that kind of person, and shift that to how you do want it and why, so that you're taking your focus off of all these things that you don't want.
And one thought that will help you, we always say reach for a thought that feels better. Think of all the other things in this world, technology, everything about the transformation of things that people have created. And these people, just the same as you, they had an idea.
Uh-huh.
And all it takes is one person to have an idea like you, but the only way anything happens is they just take action on it. They start somewhere. You know, so your only thing is you got something really great here then you need to take some action.
Yeah.
That's the only difference between you and people who are multi-millionaires. They have an idea, and they go with it. So go with it. Take some action. What are you waiting for?
So you think my first action is to do that order form of the people and the...
That would be a great first action.
And the people
that could be a great
and how
first
I
action.
Want it to be.
Okay. And the other thing is, and just keep thinking about and focusing on what you want and why, what the end result is and why. Even script out, you know, it's a year after you've become the multimillionaire because this thing's in place. What was that? How did that year unfold for you? Really have fun with it.
Okay.
And play it out. I'll just give you a quick example of someone
okay.
who decided she wanted to work in an office in a particular area where that was expensive, and she wanted an office space there, but she couldn't afford a lot of money, and frankly, there was nothing for sale. Now, obviously, that wasn't right now where everything's for sale, but it was a time that was really, she could not find it. It was not there. She had realtors looking, and she said, I'm determined I want to work here. She ended up in the grocery store buying something and happened to bring up a conversation with the guys in line, and one of them said, oh, you know what, I have this office space over here, blah, 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 blah. I wonder if you'd be interested in it. It was exactly what she was looking for, where she was looking for, and very inexpensively, when everyone and everything said, not possible.
And she scripted it?
She got it. Yes.
And when you do the script, do you do it present tense or past tense?
You do it as if it's already happened, or you're in the or it's better if you do it as if it's already happened. That's why I said you're looking back on the year that just was.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like pretend like Eve and I do this to each other. We write like an email, like, oh my gosh, you're never gonna guess what happened today. The most fabulous thing, blah blah blah. It's like pretend like you're writing a letter to a friend.
That's so fun.
It is fun.
Super fun. And, you know, so many times Eve has done it to me, and by God, I'm reading that thing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it takes me a while. I'm like, oh, she was scripting. I thought it really happened.
The funniest one was one I sent to her, and I said, oh, my gosh, you know, this friend of ours. She splattered all over the front page of the newspaper, and Gina says, I was jumping up. I was ready to go downstairs and get the newspaper. And then as I read more, I realized you were just scripting.
So it's real. I can't think of a funner thing to do than scripting. Scripting's
hilarious.
Fun because you can make it outrageous too. It doesn't have to be real. It's like, oh my, like, you know, Eva. The story she just said. I walked into the grocery store. I bumped into the technology guru. That was the perfect match for me to carry out this project. I couldn't believe it. How fabulous is that?
And he knew a patent attorney.
And they actually already had a team that had worked together on a similar project. And so they had worked through all their kinks, and now they're ready to have a really smooth project because, you know, they perfected it now by the time they found you.
And they have the capital.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You get to put all the pieces in.
Thanks so much.
Well,
right.
I know there's a shift
calling,
in you already.
Yes. Thanks for your show.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So that's it for today. We're wishing all of you a very happy, joyful, abundant, and prosperous holiday season and new year. I'm Gina, and you've been listening to the Gina and Eva Show. Join us again next week from 10 to 11 a.m., where you'll be hearing a rerun of our killer awesome show with Abraham and Jerry and Esther Hicks.
Have a great, great holiday, folks.
You've been listening to the Gina and Eva Show, the place where you can learn how to have all your dreams now. Visit their website at www.ginaandevashow.com. That's J-E-A-N-N-A and evashow.com. Or call 925-228-6494. That's 925-228-6494, where you can order audio tapes and transcripts of their shows, learn about their 90-day program, The Prosperity Game, and find an abundance of resources to support you on your journey of prosperity.